on the budget process that you guys are going to go through. The first funnel is passed now, so the focus is going to be on the budget. You're kind of right in the middle of the Senate and the House. Where do you think things will end up, and would you like to see them stay as close to your budget as possible?
Well, you know, the 2 years ago, we inherited a big mess. And they had used a lot of one-time money for ongoing expenses. We had to make a lot of tough decisions. And what I said, we're going to put together long-range planning. You may have noticed recently, I think yesterday, the state auditor, David Vout, had a press conference, and he said his 10 years as state auditor, this is the best financial position the state's ever been in, and he complimented us on putting together a budget that does long-range planning and is sustainable for the long term. So we're going to be looking at all of the things that the legislature is looking at, not just on what it does this year and next year, but what kind of impact it has in the long term. That's how we've got Iowa on the right track, and we want to keep it there. David Roeder is doing a great job as our director of the Department of Management, making sure that we look at everything through that five-year lens. And so that's what we're going to do. Remember, a lot of the things that we're doing, like education reform and property tax relief, those are long-term projects. They're going to go on over the next 4 and 5 years. We want to make sure that we have the resources to fulfill the commitments we make to local governments to replace the property tax with state dollars, and so we can make Iowa more competitive. And we want to do the same thing in education as we ramp up funding for our new teacher leadership and compensation system. We want to make sure we have the resources in the fourth and fifth year to do those things. And that's the reason why we have to be very careful with how much we spend this year and next year. And we negotiated very hard on our state employees contract to make sure that is affordable and sustainable too, and we saved $94 million over what it would have cost under the previous Culver contract, which was not even negotiated. He just took the union's demand and didn't have any counteroffers or negotiation. This is the way things should be done. I'm very proud of what we've accomplished, and we're going to insist on having things that are sustainable. I intend to try to work with the House and the Senate. I'm very hopeful we can end up and I know the legislature is going to change things a little bit, but we need to end up close to where we've recommended to make sure we've gotten something that's sustainable for the long term.
Will Orris come back and ask for that $50 million that's still hanging out there in tax credits? I know a lot of it depends.
It all depends upon whether we can get the tax rates reduced. Our big problem there is Bolcom. He refuses to reduce the tax rates. I mean, he's the guy that criticizes the best economic development opportunity that's come along probably in our state's history, and then he also is the roadblock to reducing these taxes on a permanent basis for all Iowa businesses. So it all depends upon whether we can get the corporate income tax reduced. Our rates, first of all, we're competing with South Dakota with no tax, Illinois, which has a much lower flat tax, and that's the reason why we have to provide some. But again, this is a reduction on taxes in future years that they would have never paid if they hadn't located in Iowa.
How do you know how many Iowans will actually be employed by this project, especially in the construction arena?
Well, I can just tell you that they have been very conservative in saying there'll be 2,500 in construction, but I've had a lot of people tell me they think it's going to be more like 3,000 or 3,500. It's going to be a huge amount of, and these are over the next 3 years.
Do you think all the criticism aimed at Orscom is actually just partisan? Or don't you think there's some legitimate concerns about
it's partisan? It's partisan, and it comes from the very people that are the biggest beneficiaries of state resources. People from Ames and Iowa City and Des Moines. They get the lion's share of the money, and then they want to complain about these folks in Lee County with the highest unemployment getting some good-paying jobs in the private sector. I think that's terrible. And the way they treated Debbie Durham, like a bunch of bullies, interrupting her, not giving the people that were favorable, like the ranking member of the committee, other members of the committee, an opportunity to speak until the very end of the meeting, and not giving her an opportunity for a final statement. Nobody should be treated that way, especially somebody like Debbie Durham, who works her heart out every day to bring jobs to the state.
And Joe Volcom's district gets $914 million in taxpayer-funded projects.
And I just spent the whole last year fighting with the FEMA and with IG at the federal level to get the federal money released for the flood damage that they sustained in 2008. We finally got that done at the end of the year, I think was November, December.
So do you think that Senator Holcomb is a minority, or do you think he speaks for a lot of Iowans?
I think he is very partisan and uninformed and has misled the public as to the benefit of this project will have, not only for Lee County, but for Iowa, and especially the farmers who are paying extraordinarily high costs for nitrogen fertilizer, and this is going to help bring it down and make it more competitive.
One of the substantive parts of his criticism, though, is that Illinois was not offering these disaster...
Baloney.
Disaster revenue bonds, Governor.
Well, disaster revenue bonds were all going to expire the end of December. If we hadn't used them, they would have expired. Nobody got any benefit from them. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, didn't that give Iowa a major competitive advantage over Illinois in this?
Listen, we had it. It was going to expire. So we used it. It's kind of use it or lose it. Sure, we should have used it. My gosh, we should have given it back and not used it? That would be stupidity. You know, what kind of criticism is that? You know, we should use whatever opportunity we have. We had those bonds. They could have been used by other projects. They weren't. They were going to expire at the end of the year. Fortunately, this came along at just the right time to use them. Great opportunity. Great use of resources. It didn't cost Iowa anything more at all.
Those bonds were meant for businesses to replace businesses and industries that were lost or suffered damages during the flood of 2008. What gave you the justification, the authority to issue bonds for an Egyptian company?
And who are they replacing? First of all, let me just say this. I'm sick and tired of this prejudice against foreign companies. I'm proud of the fact that it's a world economy and Iowa welcomes people. Yeah, we got a company from South Korea that went into Webster County. I was there last night. I'm proud that we've got an Egyptian company that's investing here. In Osage, we've got a company from Japan, and we're selling all kinds of products in China. So I resent you making reference to the fact that this is an Egyptian company. I don't think that really matters. These are good quality jobs. This is a good company. They are going to build a plant that I think will be really the envy of the world in terms of providing safe and quality product and do it in an environmentally safe way. So, you know, I just think that it's time to get past the partisanship. And I understand the Koch brothers don't want the competition, and they're behind a lot of the negatives that are being thrown out here. But let's really, you know.
Do you believe that?
Oh, I know that.
How do you know that?
Well, they're feeding certain people the information. So, but the point is, I don't have anything against them. But they just want to keep out competition. We want competition. We want good jobs in Iowa. And whether it's from them or whether it's from Iowa Fertilizer or CF Industries or John Deere. You know,
we got to get on a conference call.
One more follow-up, Governor. You mentioned the artifacts are on a fast track. What gives you that assurance? And are you concerned that will delay the project even by a few months?
Well, first of all, I have all kinds of confidence in Marion County, who's the director of that department. And we actually changed the law when I became governor because there were so many problems with SHPO, and we were especially hearing this from the rural electric cooperatives around the state, and projects have been delayed and delayed and delayed since she came in and was given authority by the legislature to oversee that process. It's been improved dramatically. And in our roundtable discussion, we were told that they felt good about the way that was going.
Great, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you.